to the point. "You know, Roy, you're past the mandatory retirement age," he said. Roy was taken aback by Bryson's directness and murmured something noncommittal. Yes, technically he was, since the retirement age was 72, and he had turned 73. But it didn't apply to board members who were also part of management, and he was the head of animation. Disney was famous for the longevity of many of its employees. "The committee has met," Bryson continued, "and Tom Murphy and Ray Watson are going to step down." Murphy, the former chairman of Capital Cities ABC, had joined the board after Disney acquired ABC in 1995. Watson, Disney's chairman before Eisner's arrival in 1984, was, after Roy, the board's longest-serving member. Both were over 72. Roy wasn't surprised, since they had mentioned to him their plans to retire. "We've concluded that you shouldn't run for re-election," Bryson said. Roy looked at him in stunned disbelief. He was speechless. He felt like a knife had been stuck into his heart. It had never crossed his mind that the board would go this far. It wasn't just that he was still one of the company's largest shareholders. He had given 50 years of his life to Disney. He was the only direct link to Walt on the board. Walt had told him stories and fairy tales and read Pinocchio to him as a child. Together with Walt, Roy's father had created this company. There was an awkward silence. Finally, Bryson said, "I had to tell Warren Christopher the same thing," referring to Bill Clinton's former Secretary of State, who had reached the mandatory retirement age while a member of Edison's board. "Good for you," Roy said. "Of course, you can be an honorary director for life," Bryson said. "We'd still like you to show up at the parks, at special events." Roy cut him off with a laugh. So they still wanted to parade him around like one of the Disney-costumed characters. It was insulting. There was another awkward silence. No doubt they thought he'd go quietly, retreating to his castle in Ireland or his sailboat to sit out his retirement years. But despite his age, he felt a surge of energy and determination. Roy had been underestimated all his life. It had happened before. It was not going to happen again. He had only one thing left to say. "You're making an awful mistake," he said, looking directly at Bryson, "and you're going to regret doing this." Then he got up and walked out. It is late May in Central Florida, a brilliant, clear day. Though it's only 10 in the morning, the mercury is climbing into the 90s, and the humidity is just as high. It doesn't take much imagination to believe that Disney's Animal Kingdom, one of the four theme parks that constitute Walt Disney World, is actually located in tropical Africa. Goofy is standing just outside the park fence, ready to make an appearance. Just as tourists on safari in Africa hope to spot one of the Big Five game animals, visitors to Animal Kingdom look for Disney's Big Five: Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Pluto, and Goofy, the biggest celebrities in the Disney pantheon, and the most coveted autographs. Goofy is a dog, of course, with fur, a long snout, floppy ears, a slight pot belly, and big paws. He's also the tallest of the characters, standing over 6 feet, and on this day he is dressed for the Animal Kingdom. He has on a big safari hat, hiking shoes and socks, lime green shorts in a dinosaur print, a bright